This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, October 4th. Well, a quiet day in the hog market continues to rally the protein complex Thursday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Well, even though I'm the cow guy, every now and again I talk about lean hogs, and let's do that today. Boy, wasn't it interesting to see, you know, these technicians at work. That trend line, well, we went up and kissed it, and it's held. We've backed off. We're going to need some more fuel, more gas in the tank to kind of get us to get up through that level and kind of breach it as resistance. And I say that because a lot of times you'll see the old or hear the old traders say you need to feed the bull every day. Well, that's the case here, right? You need, on quiet days or days you don't have any new news, you're going to have something there to feed those bulls, or folks start to back off, maybe take some profits, or we'll notice that we did kiss that trend line and kind of sell off a little bit.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down a quarter point at 488 and three quarters. December corn was up a point at 388 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 585 to 590. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were also unchanged, ranging from 555 and three quarters to 565 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were again unchanged, ranging from 619.5 to 649.5. Live cattle for October was up 75 cents at 106.90. October feeder cattle was up 27.5 cents at 142.45. And October Class 3 milk was up 11 cents at 1847.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.